Welcome to Ketzer B'Ketzer Rob, the Simin Kuf Mem Test. The halachos of benching after a wedding sudasif. Hey, halachos of Shavar Brachas. Here the Ketzer tells us that what constitutes panim chadashos regarding Shavar Brachas in order to be able to have the full Shavar Brachas, if one, at least the chasan or the kala are a bachor basula, if someone came to this meal because of the simcha of Reyos, he's just happy to be there as a friend, and the people at the Suda want to make the Suda a little special, a little extra for him, even if the guy didn't actually eat, just his presence adds a new simcha, and that's enough to have the extra the brachos. On Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rishon or Sheni, Yom Tov and Shabbos, they are the Panim Chadashos, because they add to the simcha. But that's davka by the Suda by night and the Suda in the morning. The first two Sudas of Shabbos. But Suda Shlishis Shalosh Shudas is not considered Panim Chadashos. It's usually a less elaborate Suda. Unless you could have Shavar Brachas by Shalosh Shudas if the Chasson gives a drasha. Because the Torah that the Chasson says adds that extra simcha. Bikudi Hashem Yesharim is Samcheilev. Look at Simin Tzadi Vav to figure out what to do if the Shal Shudis went past Tzeis. What do you do with the wine? And Siv Vav, the Kitzah tells us, that if someone invites the Chosan and Kala to eat by him, if they have their own room where they're able to have Yichud and be Besimcha there, then that Suda, that place, has the din of Chuppah, and you can have Shavar Brachas there. But if they don't have that ability, that yichud, their private space, then we would only say the Baruch of Asher Bara and Shasimcha ben Moinoi. The Taz disagrees and says that wherever we're having a simcha for the Chasan Kala, that's considered their chuppah, and you can have a full Shavar Brachas. Common Ashkenazi practice is to follow the Taz. And Siv Zion, the Kitzah says that when the people who are at the Chasan, if they're divided up into different groups, even if they're in different rooms that aren't open to where the chasan is sitting, they don't have direct access to where the chasan is eating. Nevertheless, they're able to join all the groups together for Shavar Brachas. Each group gets to say Shavar Brachas, as long as each group has a minyan. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that if they can hear the other rooms Shavar Brachas, then they're yotze with them, and they shouldn't make their own. The Moshe discusses why, because this the chiv of Shavar Brachas, it actually falls on every single person at that Suda. So you can't be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shavar Brachas, if you can't hear them. Moshe therefore paskins that one is not allowed to leave a Suda for Chasan Kala before Shavar Brachas. He has to be Mekayim that mitzvah. He has a chiv. If he can't wait, then before he starts the meal, he should make a tanai and announce that he's not there to join with everybody else, because otherwise he'll be chayiv in Shavar Brachas. If he makes that tanai, then he can make his own benching and leave early. The Kitzer adds that the waiters at a chasana don't need to say Shavar Brachas. They don't have that chiyuv. In Sif Ches, the Kitzer says that if someone marries a grusha, then we don't say the lashon of Shasimcha b'moynoi. By the first Suda, we do say Shavar Brachas, but not all not the 6 days afterwards. In Sif Tes, the Kitzer says that there's a mitzvah to be mesamech al chosan and kala, to dance in front of them. Obviously, the men and women should be separate. In fact, everyone agrees that if there's mixed dancing, then there's a mitzvah to not participate. There's a mitzvah to say that the kala is no'ov v'chasuda, from the lashon of atisa chin v'chesed lefonov. And the Beis Shmuel says that even if she's taka homely, it's not an issur of lying, because you could be saying that her midos are Noah v'chasuda. In fact, we find that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi used to dance in front of a kala. In Siv Tes, the Kitzah says that it's also to be mistakel to gaze at the kala, but it's mutter to look at a tachshit or something that she's wearing or at her uncovered hair. It's also to look at any woman that's not one's wife. There's no exception about a kala. Even if he's doing it to make her more endeared to the chasen. And stam, it's also to look at other women's tachshitim, where they're here, but there's a heta here the drisha brings down for to be make her more beloved in the eyes of the chasan. In Siv Yod Aleph, the Kitzur says that some have the minug that if the kala was tomei at the time when they got married, if she was a nida, then they make the suda after she goes to the mikvah, when she's allowed to be with her husband. And they invite other people as well, but that's not proper, says the Kitzur, and we should be mevatel that minug because it's not snius. It's improper for other people to know when she's going to the mikvah. However, if the chazan and kala, after she's tar, make a small suda for their family members, they would say shasimcha b'maynai. That if they do that, you shouldn't make a macha. But it's also for them to say shavu brachas, unless it follows all the criteria like we explained before. And the first eight sifim in sif yud beis, Shlomo Gansvi tells us that if someone marries a besula, he has a chiyuv to rejoice with her for 7 days. This is called the Shivas Yemei Mishta. This is a separate chiyuv than Shavu Brachos. Shavu Brachos is only when either the chasan or the kala have never been married before. But the simcha, entirely, the chiyuv of being mesamech, one's kala, is only dependent on the kala. If she hadn't been married before, then there's a chiyuv. And that is not totally on the chasan. This chiyuv was, the Chachamim gave us, instituted this mitzvah for the kala. If a woman had been previously married, then the chazal realized that she only needs 3 days of simcha. That was their determination. Sifid Beis the Kitzur says, right to Vayter, he says that accordingly we have these 7 days of Yemei Mishta. The chasan can't go to work. He should sit, he should eat, drink, and be happy with his kala. Whether he's a bachur or whether he's an almon, it's about the kala here. Even if she's moichel, it's also for him to go to work. It's also for him to go out alone in any public place. Just because she's moichel, it doesn't take away his isurim of going out alone, going to work. Chasan time of the melech, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar explains, and a king doesn't work, and the king doesn't go out without an escort. If the kala is a ba'ula, she had been married previously, then if he is an almon, then everyone agrees there's only a 3-day simcha. If he is a bachar, then some say, then he still has a chiyav of sheva, yimei mishtav simcha, because they're saying sheva brachas for him, the bachar. But over here, when she is an almona, or ba'ula, she's allowed to be meichel on those extra 4 days. If a chassan has tainis tibur that falls out during his sheva brachas, the Kitzur paskin earlier that in Simin Kuf Chof Aleph, that he should fast for all the tainisim that are about the Beis Mikdash in Yerushalayim, so Tzom Gedalias, or Batavis, and Shavas Batamas. They can't be Tisha B'Av because you can't have weddings then. And finally, in Sif Yud Gimel, Shlomo tells us that the first year after one gets married, he has to stay in that city and be misameach with her. There's a Chuvas Chasem Sefer that discusses certain heterim to leave, to ask her of. The pasuk says, Lo yetzei bat sova, and it says, Noki yi elevesoi shono echos v'simaches ishtoi. He has to stay home for a year and be misameach his wife. However, a wife is allowed to be meichel this chiyuv of the husband to stay on for Shana Rishayna. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.